I'm one of those reporters who look at these movies and TV series and things like that and sort of cringe at how journalists are portrayed sometimes, say, you know, we're not like that or we don't do that. But you say by and large, the media, the movies, Hollywood has given a fairly favorable portrayal of journalists over the years.
Yeah, they don't present the vision of journalism that journalists themselves really favor. It's not a serious, sober, ethical portrait of the journalist as public servant, usually. Occasionally you get that kind of portrayal, but that kind of portrayal, frankly, is not as sexy and not as funny and not as fun as the kind of portrayal that you would see in the front page, where the journalist is much more profane, foul-mouthed, sleazy in a lot of ways, but at the same time, they lead really exciting, dramatic lives, and they win out over the corrupt public officials at the end, and they even, in many cases, find their true love. So, in that sense, it is a very positive, upbeat, exciting portrayal of journalism.
So they're portrayed as human beings, however positive or negative you portray a human being.
They're portrayed as heightened human beings because no human beings lives a life as interesting and exciting as you would see in the front page or His Girl Friday, or for that matter, All the President's Men. It is a portrayal of journalism that, in its own way, I think, is very idealized or, as I argue in the book, mythologized. It presents a mythic portrait of journalism as a very powerful social and cultural force.
But generally a positive myth.
And when the journalist is portrayed negatively, and certainly there are a lot of negative portrayals of journalism, or journalists, I should say, there are negative portrayals of individual journalists. A movie, for example, called Ace in the Hole, also known as The Big Carnival, with Kirk Douglas from the early 1950s, where he's a journalist who keeps a man trapped in a cave, and the man dies, and Kirk Douglas ends up being stabbed to death by the man's wife. That's not a very positive, upbeat portrait of the journalist, but still, that character at the very end of the movie recants his sins and apologizes for all the ill that he's done. So in those kinds of portrayals, which appear with some regularity, the journalist as a villain, the journalist is sort of a scapegoat figure, and it stands as sort of a cautionary sort of figure, as a way of sort of saying, this is what can happen when journalists lose sight of their ideals, when journalists lose sight of the ideals of the profession. And this is what journalism needs to avoid in order to fulfill its proper social and cultural function.
And that's what people who think that Hollywood has given a negative portrayal of journalism over the years tends to see on the surface, those negative personalities, the what goes wrong part.
Yeah, that, and also in some of the more positive portrayals, just the fact that, again, it's not the usual model of serious, sober professionalism. Because the model of serious and sober professionalism is just frankly not all that interesting from a cinematic standpoint.
You mentioned the front page, and it was done back in 1931, and you still mention it as a standard, sort of a template for how journalists are portrayed in movies up to today. Why does it have that staying power?
It provides a set of basic character types and basic character relationships that lend themselves very well to a movie genre, in that there are tensions between, first of all, an editor character and a reporter character, some sort of journalistic supervisor, superior, and subordinate. So there's that kind of boss-underling sort of relationship where the editor character either is trying to serve as a voice of conscience or more often kind of inciting the reporter character to go farther, to commit more sins or whatever. So there's that kind of tension between an editor-reporter character. Yeah, inside the workplace, there's also tension between home and work. between the reporter pursuing a big story and the reporter kind of interacting with a romantic interest who's saying, you're going too far with this story, you're jeopardizing our relationship, you are not living like a human being or whatever. So sort of a tension between professional spheres and domestic spheres. That's repeated itself, frankly. The pursuit of the big story is a common theme where the journalist is trying to get a big scoop that will advance his career or her career and running into obstacles from various other characters. That's a recurring theme. Again, the tensions between a very idealistic, homey view of life, where the journalist is kind of looking to maybe get out of the profession, lead a more normal existence, and still getting sucked into the excitement and the footloose, fancy-free energy of journalism. That's also something that repeats itself. So the kinds of basic characters, the kind of basic relationships that the front page established, actually dating back to the late 1920s when the original Broadway production appeared, have continued to appear and reappear over and over again in the 75 years since.
How about lately, though? In that 75 years, the public's opinion of journalists has gone down precipitously, especially in the past few years, if you believe polls. How has Hollywood's portrayal kept up with that? Or has that been reflected in their portrayals recently?
Well, there are a couple of things there. One is, has the public ever been really that in love with journalists? That kind of ties into the issue of some people say, well, if you look back in the 1930s, the journalists in movies were portrayed as the common man and man of the people and so forth, and the portrayals have gotten much more negative since then. Well, in fact, at the time the front page came out, that was the time of the first tabloid newspapers, and they were highly controversial, and it was a time of great controversy over the press's place in society, and there was a lot of public mistrust of journalism then, and that was reflected not only in the front page to a degree, but also in a movie like Five Star Final, which not that many people have seen or heard about, but that is about a tabloid newspaper that drives a couple to suicide. So in that extent, maybe the portrayals really had not gotten that much more negative over the past three-quarter years, but instead they've sort of spoken to ongoing tensions and contradictions within journalism. Also, if you look at the polling data, you see contradictory sorts of findings, where people will say, yes, we think that journalists should be licensed. We think that journalists are not upholding their public mission. And at the same time, they say, but journalists, we think, really should hold public officials to account. And we think journalists should watch out for us and really be the watchdog in society. So again, there still seems to be, even with the public skepticism toward the press, there still is a kind of idealism invested in the press, that the press is important, that the press does serve a vital social function, or could serve a vital social function, watchdog of democracy, looking out for the rest of us. That kind of thing seems to have persisted over the years and still seems to be present in the public perceptions.
Does TV news get the same shake as print journalism? I'm thinking of films, and back in the 70s, I guess, is when the more noteworthy television news critiques like Network, like Broadcast News in the 80s, when those came out, has television news been sullied a little more, perhaps?
Yeah, to a degree, because it's more visible. It's commonly criticized anyway for being too shallow and too preoccupied with appearances over reality. But it's interesting because you still can see movies that are as idealistic as any other movies about the press. And an example would be Up Close and Personal, which came out not that long ago. That was very was originally supposed to be the story of Jessica Savage. And if people remember Jessica Savage, it's kind of a horror story about television news in a lot of ways, in that she was rushed into a network position before perhaps she was adequately prepared for it, and was not respected by her peers, and had a really tumultuous professional life, and fell prey to drug addiction, and had two marriages, the second of which ended when her husband hanged himself with her dog's leash. And just a really sad story about what can go wrong in broadcast news. And Disney, of all companies, got hold of that, and they turned this into a very glossy romance with Robert Redford and Michelle Pfeiffer falling in love, and commissioning Celine Dion to sing a hit ballad about, I'm everything I am because you loved me. And so they turned this very sad story into a very glossy romance about two principled television news reporters. So, yes, TV news does get maybe not as good a shake as print journalism does, but at the same time, Hollywood is not in the business of providing bad news because Hollywood is a commercial enterprise, and they want people to spend money to see their films. And if you're telling stories about, oh, life is bad, TV is bad, we're idiots for watching it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that's not going to go over as well, and that's not going to bring in the viewers to the same extent as a movie that says, well, maybe it's a little silly, maybe it's a little bad, but still it's glamorous, still it's exciting, still beautiful people work in it and fall in love and live happily ever after.
Is there anything that's happening now in journalism that may give a premonition as to how Hollywood may portray it in the years to come?
Well, journalism is, I think, commonly perceived as experiencing a lot of problems right now, especially with media conglomeration and falling prey to business pressures. And there are concerns about the culture being coarsened, about tabloid values overtaking the serious and sober side of journalism and the public service mission of journalism. So that, I think, does show up in the movies to a certain degree. But again, that's not necessarily anything new. Because again, if you look back to the 1920s and 1930s, journalism was going through much the same sort of thing then, with the advent of new technologies such as radio and then television, with the advent of the tabloid press and the popularization of the press. So I find a certain degree of comfort in the movies, because I think it points to the fact that there's nothing that new under the sun, and the press has endured in spite of all that ails it. And the hope that the hopeful portrait that the movies present toward journalism also has persisted, and the myths they tell about the role that journalism can play in society has persisted. So, I think there's optimism.